This episode of Uncut with Jay Cutler is presented by our friends at Mountain Ops. Find their entire line of outdoor performance supplements online at mtnops.com. Use the code UNCUT at checkout and receive 30% off their products. That's code UNCUT at mtnops.com.
The Denver Broncos select Jay Cutler, quarterback, Vanderbilt.
Cutler, straight drop, steps up in the pocket.
I'm going to be best friends with Jay Cutler.
Really?
Yeah.
Cutler throws and caught for a touchdown.
All right, here we go. We are back with another one. This is going to be a fun one. Dave Asprey, the father of biohacking, essentially, amongst other things.
Thanks, Jay. People call me that because I guess my name's in the dictionary. Merriam-Webster's added it as a new word in the English language, and I put on the first conference for it, and it's a word I put out there on my blog years ago.
They added it to the dictionary?
Yeah, it's actually a new word in 2018. I wasn't really expecting it. My name's there on the online Merriam-Webster's thing. In England, in the Oxford Dictionary, they think it's something illegal, but here it's just like, you know, taking control of your own biology. I'm like, I'll break the law to control my own biology. I don't mind.
You grew up, where'd you grow up? California?
I grew up in Albuquerque.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Brothers or sisters?
No, I used to have a sister, but just a single child now.
I gotcha. And I mean, you've kind of got an interesting past. I mean, you were ahead of a lot of companies, a lot of computer stuff, programming, software, and then
when,
I mean, it's kind of remarkable your path. I mean, were you interested in that as a kid, or?
I was just a diehard nerd. I mean, my dad worked with computers. You know, I had my own computer when I was 8, before they had DOS invented, and my mom was the first employee of the company that became Microsoft. She worked for Bill Gates. Didn't get any stock options though. So I grew up as a nerd, and I went to Silicon Valley and, you know, the early e-commerce and all this stuff. But man, I played soccer for 13 years. I was fat the whole time. Got into cycling, like all the exercise, nothing ever made me lose weight. So I was getting tired. My body hurt all the time and I was just fat. And finally I said, look, if I can, you know, hack the internet and figure out how to make Google and Salesforce and everything like that scale, God, you know, maybe I could just lose some weight. All the normal willpower stuff
didn't work.
18 months, went to the gym 6 days a week, hour and a half a day, low fat, low calorie diet, didn't lose any weight. So I thought there was something wrong with me because I wasn't trying hard enough, even though I was trying harder than anyone I knew.
Yeah.
Turns out I was just doing it wrong.
Yeah. I mean, are our bodies kind of programmed to store fat if you keep eating?
Well, it depends what you're eating.
Sure.
I was trying to improve this after I'd lost the weight. I was coming up with the bulletproof diet.
Because I saw you were, I mean, at one point, like you were like 300 pounds.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm in pretty good shape now, probably not as good a shape as you. I'm not a pro athlete. I'm like a CEO and a dad, but like, I'm probably 12% body fat. Like I'm reasonably ripped. I don't know.
That's great.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And
how old are you?
Well, I'm 38 biologically and 49 chronologically. So it depends. I identify as being 38. We'll put it that way.
What do you mean biologically you're 38?
Well, you can measure your blood, and there's really detailed aging clocks that tell you how old your body is. And you can have a body that's younger than the number of years you've been on the planet. And that's a DNA methylation study using the Horvath clock, if you want to get all nerdy on it. But basically, true age is a blood test that's the most accurate to tell you, hey, are you older than your actual age or are you younger than your actual age? Since I've been writing books about anti-aging and living to 180, I would hope I'm ahead of the curve.
I mean, can you turn back that clock?
Absolutely. People are doing it all the time.
Yeah.
I've run a nonprofit in Silicon Valley. That's where I learned all this biohacking stuff, was from people three times my age with more energy than I had.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've been doing it for, geez, about 30 years now, but no one would really talk about it except for the extreme, you know, kind of crazy people. About 10, 15 years ago, a bunch of billionaires were like, I have billions of dollars, I'm going to buy some time. So they started funding anti-aging research. And now, man, there's a lot you can do to get younger. And this is why you're seeing professional athletes who are playing into their 40s.
Yeah.
Like, that's unheard of.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? The Brand Brothers been on my show, Nick Foles. I mean, these are guys who are not getting injured. I mean, you're doing pretty well too, right?
This is
the result of anti-aging.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like the last 3-4 years, I mean, especially in professional sports, it's taken a turn, and guys are doing, you know, things, you know, the biohacking and eating and sleeping and all those things are kind of playing into it. And guys are just, I mean, they're bigger, stronger, faster, and they're staying healthy.
Yep. It's the staying healthy is kind of a side effect, because most pro athletes, even semi-pros, like they asked a bunch of Olympic athletes, if you could win the gold medal, but you only had 5 years left to live in exchange for that, would you do it? And 90% of them are like, yeah, sure, I would do that, because they're so focused on it. Mm-hmm. So you're willing to burn out if you need to. And this is the history of pro athletes, right? But now it turns out the stuff that makes you a better athlete keeps you from burning out, because we're not burning the candle at both ends. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool. You get a longer life in sport, and hopefully when you're done, you have a brain that works. You didn't take too many hits to the head and stuff like that.
So, I mean, how did you stumble upon the Bulletproof? I read you were drinking tea somewhere over somewhere.
Yeah. So I decided after I finished business school and I, you know, had already a pretty good career.
Yeah.
I was just going to take 3 months off and go to Asia and learn meditation from the masters and try all the stuff that was supposed to make you happy, because getting rich in Silicon Valley does not make you happy. So I was on Mount Kailash, this remote part of Western Tibet. You have to drive there in a 4-wheel drive for 5 days. And wow, you walk around this one holy mountain, and it's 18,000 feet elevation. And you're just like, you're feeling wrecked. Mm-hmm. 10 degrees below zero. And this little lady gives me a bowl of yak butter tea. And I drank it. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm feeling really good right now. I shouldn't even be feeling that good.
Yeah.
I noticed, came back to Silicon Valley and started blending and mixing, and ended up with mold-free coffee, grass-fed butter, and something called MCT oil from the mm-hmm. anti-aging work I've been doing. And that became Bulletproof Coffee. And that's people have lost millions of pounds doing it. Tons of pro athletes are on it. Hollywood, recording industry, Wall Street. Because what it is for, you want your brain to work.
Yeah.
And you wanted to maybe lose some weight, but really you just wanted your brain to work.
Yeah.
And it's been a really massive thing. And since that time, there's been about 6 different ways we know that it works. But it took a lot of experimenting, but you can feel the difference. And that's what it's about. Oh, so you know what I'm talking about. You've done it, apparently.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, I mean, it feels completely different. And I mean, now you're, intermittent fasting has become, you know, that you've been doing that for a long time. Talk about that.
I mean, that was in my first big book in 2011, I think. I'm saying, guys, you got to intermittent fast, but you can do it with coffee. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And my most recent book, Fast This Way, man, I fasted in a cave for 4 years, because I knew that if I didn't eat 8 times a day, my body would go into starvation mode, and then I'd get fat. And I was afraid of being fat again. And I was actually afraid of being lonely. Anyway, I'd eat when I was lonely. So I had a shaman drop me in a cave for 4 days. I can get hangry at the walls. You know, there's no one to yell at.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no food to eat. So I knew I would fast for 4 days. And at the end of it, I had so much energy, I ended up walking for 10 miles in the desert, just because I felt good. I had to try and find the truck that was supposed to pick me up, and got lost and climbed the wrong mountain, but I just didn't care.
Yeah.
And it just showed me, if I could feel like that after 4 days of no food, what I believed was that I would be dead or disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the truth is you can go a month without food and you're not going to die.
No.
So, but it was that feeling that you're going to die. So that was Fast This Way. And just that, and going to bed a little earlier, getting a little bit less light at night, for a lot of people, that's all it takes. I was super fat. I was wrecked biologically. I had arthritis since I was 14, and mm-hmm. chronic fatigue syndrome and brain fog and stuff that I wouldn't wish on anyone. And if I can do all that and be where I am now, it's a lot less work for the average person.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, what's your diet these days?
Well, I still eat that Bulletproof diet style. Yeah. I eat grass-fed meat, or I mm-hmm. don't eat it. I don't eat industrial meat. That stuff is just inflammatory. I don't eat fried stuff and seed oils. Okay. I eat low inflammation veggies, a little bit of fruit, and I eat butter, and I eat sheep's milk because it works well for me. A few people handle cow's milk well, but
not many.
Usually, it just causes inflammation. So mm-hmm. I'll do a little bit of sheep's milk, cheese, and I'll do butter. Butter and clarified butter work for most people because it doesn't have much milk protein in it. But if you eat straight up milk protein, the way most of us do, you know, just put it in all sorts of food, yep. It causes inflammation and cravings. And what's weird, I don't have cravings. I could go 24 hours without food. I just don't get hungry the way I used to. Yeah. So food's kind of optional.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're probably at a point in your life where food is basically, it's just fuel. Like it's not that thing that you need. Like we live, I mean, US right now, like, you know, everyone is programmed 3 meals, snacks in between, or they're just not going to make it. And you know, that's why America is pretty obese at this point.
Well, that's part of it. The thing is, though, we've created food that causes cravings. You have to snack. You can't eat just one. That's not a joke. Mm-hmm. You actually can't eat just one. Mm-hmm. So I learned these are the foods that make me only think about food. Yeah. And I stopped eating those.
Yeah.
And when I did that, like they'll offer me stuff on airplanes. I just flew in yesterday. Like it's a 3-hour flight. Yeah. Just give everyone some water. We'll be done. Yeah. No, they got to have a full on meal and it's all full of MSG, which causes blood sugar swings and cravings. It's full of omega-6 seed oils, which cause inflammation and hunger and diabetes. And after that, you got to come through with the bags of chips. And having been that fat, it's not that people are choosing to overeat. You can't choose not to because you're on this treadmill where if you stop, you're going to fall over and hit your face. And what you got to do is learn, these are the foods that aren't food for me anymore. And that was really life-changing for me. And I'm always grateful. I mean, literally hundreds of thousands of people have read the book on dieting and have changed, but it's like, Dave, I lost 50 pounds. I'm not hungry anymore. Changed my life. And I'm still on that diet for the rest of my life. And some days I eat, you know, better or worse, but we're all on a slider switch of food. Sure. If you're going to cheat, you can just say, that's it. I'm getting the deep fried cheesecake bombs. Or you could say, you know, I'm going to have some sorbet. It doesn't have milk in it. I had a bunch of sugar, whatever. Different things do different things. So you can learn this food will make me hungry for a week. It's not worth it for the gummy worms or whatever the heck it was. Mm-hmm. And this other food, okay, you know, I can handle that one. It's probably not the best, but I can handle it and I feel good the next day. That's all I do. I just eat to feel good.
Yeah. I mean, you're pretty strict on your sugar and carbs.
You know, not as strict as a lot of people think. I'm willing to do 50 or 100 grams of carbs a day. I'm not in keto all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, the Bulletproof diet, that's just keto. Now, it helped make keto popular, but it's cyclical keto. You go in and out. So I'm not eating for usually about 18 hours a day. So I eat dinner around 5, 5:30, and then I'm not going to eat till probably noon or 2 the next day. And
okay. Do you have coffee in the morning whenever you're on that cycle right now?
Yeah, I always have coffee in the morning. I don't always have butter and all. I usually have some prebiotics in there, but there's three things you put in your coffee that let you still fast. Coffee is fasting. Fat during a fast doesn't break a fast, despite what some people will say, because it has calories, but with the science, it's pretty clear. Uh-huh. And the third one is prebiotics. You put that in there. Your body doesn't digest the prebiotics. When your gut bacteria digests them, you get saturated fats, short chain fats that turn into ketones. Mm-hmm. So I'll do that in the morning sometimes. And you just don't think about food. You have more energy than you did if you ate breakfast. So I'm kind of afraid of breakfast, but yeah, I have my coffee for sure. I'm drinking Danger Coffee these days. That's my new coffee brand.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you about that. You have new coffee, Danger Coffee. What's the difference between that and your Bulletproof?
Well, I don't work with Bulletproof anymore, so I'm not sure. What's going on with all their stuff. You know, it's my baby. I'm hoping it'll be very successful. Mm-hmm. But I needed some coffee from my coffee shop in Santa Monica and for Upgrade Labs, my new facility where people can go and kind of get a lot more exercise in less time. So after chatting with Bulletproof, we agreed that I would go off there and do my own thing. Mm-hmm. So Danger Coffee is lab tested, says mold free on the label. And most importantly, it's got 56 trace minerals added back in. Because when most people listening, look, you've tried impossible whatever food and you've tried fake stuff and you eat grains and you eat rice cakes and chips, all of those suck minerals out of your bones and out of your cells. You can't make electricity, you can't make muscle, you can't make bone without a broad spectrum of minerals. So I'm putting the minerals back in the coffee. And the kind of minerals we're using have electrolytes and they're ionic form that your cells can actually use. And they're detoxing in and of themselves. So it tastes like great coffee because it's amazing coffee. And when you drink it, your body says, hey, I want more. And you don't really know why you want more. It's because the body innately wants minerals. And these minerals are really good for you. So you drink Daedra coffee, you get your dose of minerals every time you drink it. And it actually cleans the coffee and cleans your gut as you go.
Where can people find that?
You can find it at dangercoffee.com.
We had to order some ASAP, guys.
I'll send you some. It's good stuff.
So, you know, I'm an outsider so much that I started a company called Outsider. If you spend as much time outdoors as I do, you know that you need the right kind of energy and nutritional supplements to keep you going, which is why I love our friends at Mountain Ops. They brought us this bonus episode with hunter and adventurer Cam Haynes, and you absolutely need to check out everything they offer. Find them online at mtnops.com and check out how they are inspiring individuals and families achieve their ultimate level of performance through the highest quality energy and nutritional products. You might have heard one of their most popular products, Ignite. It delivers smooth, long-lasting, great-tasting energy and focus for hours. Or maybe you just need a good night's sleep, and Mountain Ops has you covered there as well. Mountain Ops Slumber helps your body rest deeply and recover quickly. Hibernate, their deep sleep formula, uses local trace minerals from the Great Salt Lake coupled with natural extracts to cultivate a deep, calming slumber. So if you're an outsider, check out our friends at Mountain Ops. Find their entire line of outdoor performance supplements online at mtnops.com. Use the code UNCUT at checkout to receive 30% off their products. That's code UNCUT at mtnops.com. Uncut with Jay Cutler is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be a little overwhelming. Like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try, and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you deserve is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at Progressive.com to join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. So, I mean, you said it earlier, and I've heard you say it a couple of times, more than a couple of times, but like your goal is to live to 180 years old.
Yep. You think I'm nuts? You're kind of rolling your eyes at me, man. That's all
no,
right.
No, I'm not rolling my eyes. I mean, it's a large number, if we're being honest. You know, if you said 120, 130, I'd be like, you know what? He probably can do it. I mean, 180, that's three lives for people.
So 120 is our current best. The person today who's 120, they were alive in 1902. Like, we didn't have antibiotics. We couldn't spell DNA because we didn't know what it was.
Yep.
We fought World War I, like, when they were a teenager with horses and biplanes. Okay. That's in one human lifetime.
Yeah. Didn't have all the vaccines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They didn't have, like, four masks they could wear all at the same time. I mean, none of that. So, what – if they can do 120, why would I set my goal to be yesterday's best? Like, do you want to break a record or you want to do as good as someone who started a long time ago with no tech?
You're 100% right. So like it's making more sense. Like I'm going to
50% better. That's it. I got 100 years to do 50% better than the current best. And like, that doesn't seem that crazy, does it?
I mean, now that you say it, no, it doesn't. And I mean, you're doing everything under the sun to make sure it happens. So if you just keep that up, I mean the science, and you're probably only going to find out more and more stuff as you get older.
Oh, already in the last 5 years, it's insane.
Yeah.
You know, they've added 10,000 new species to the number of bacteria that live in the gut. One of the companies I work with called Viome did that. And they're just getting samples from, you know, people's poop and a bunch of other stuff and saying, here's your metabolism. We can now measure your biological age. And just the list goes on and on. And it's been remarkable what's happened over very short periods of time, because now you can have Harvard scientists like my friend, Dr. Sinclair, David Sinclair, interviewed him about it early on. And he's like, yeah, we can reverse aging in cells. This is a Harvard a Harvard researcher, if you go back a decade, maybe 15 years, and he said that, they would have taken his academic tenure and been you can't research aging. So it's a big change. It's not like this is a 25-year thing. This is just in the last few years.
You mentioned that Viome, and I was reading on your, I was on your blog, which is, I could be lost in that thing forever. There's so much information, but I saw you're doing the mitochondria tests with those guys.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
All right. So for listeners, people say mitochondria are the power plants of the cells.
Yes.
That's complete BS. That's not what they are.
What are they?
They're environmental sensors. Each one of them, there's billions of them in your body, more than there are cells. And based on what they sense, they can make electricity, they can make inflammation, or they can make proteins and even hormones and neurotransmitters. So they're basically manufacturing plants that can make whatever you need.
Yeah.
And they do it based on whatever they can pick up. Is it a scary or a safe environment? Is there sunshine? What time of day is it? Is there enough food? All that kind of stuff. And then they do it, and then you get to feel the results of it.
Sure.
So if they're good at turning air and food into electricity, you're going to live a long time and be a great athlete and be powerful.
Okay.
And if they suck at turning air and food into electricity, you're going to have inflammation and get sick all the time.
Okay.
So what they're doing over there at Viome and a few others is looking at, how do we measure how good your mitochondria are? And that's been kind of the holy grail for one of the seven big causes of aging. And it's been my big focus, even for my book, that's about the brain. It's called Headstrong. The whole book is, how do you make more electricity in your brain? If you do that, then you win. And it's incredible what can happen, because I was that guy with maybe 10% of the energy I should have. I couldn't remember anything. You know, put the car keys in the fridge, forget words.
Mm-hmm.
All that stopped. Now my brain works better than it has because I've got enough electricity. It's your metabolism that you're actually fixing.
So let's say you do the test and your mitochondria suck. What do you do? How can you change it? Can you make them better?
Yeah. The whole idea of biohacking is around doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So the definition there is, change the environment around you and inside of you so that you have control of your own biology. Well, they're listening to the environment around you and they're listening to the environment inside you. So if you can make some tweaks that make them better at their job, you get all the electricity, which gives you willpower so you can do more. And that's how I climbed out of the hole that I was in. So the first thing that you could do is learn how to sleep. And now you're going to laugh. Best URL of my life, sleepwithdave.com. And that's, it's just a free sleep challenge where I teach people all the stuff I know. I get more sleep now in less time than I did when I was 25 or 30, because I was the worst sleeper you've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a couple hours of deep sleep and a couple hours of REM sleep every night. Do you monitor your sleep? Would you use a Whoop or a Aura?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. So every night you get X amount of hours in bed, but it doesn't really matter. If you're in bed all night tossing and turning, you wake up feeling like crap.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, the first thing you do is you learn how to do that. And don't eat after the sun goes down. You just do those two things and your mitochondria are going to get better. And then there's supplements. And then there's all kinds of technologies. My company called Upgrade Labs is franchising across the U.S. and Canada right now. And we've got a bunch of tech that lets you stimulate mitochondria very, very quickly so that more of them will grow, or so that they'll get stronger. And what you do with cells in the body is you teach the body to get rid of the weak ones and replace them with young, new ones.
Okay.
And you replace the ones that are young and new. You train them so that they get strong, just like you go to the gym and you lift. And you don't do that by picking up rocks and running away from tigers, which is what most exercise has been so far. We can do a little bit better now with AI and everything like that. That's called Upgrade Labs.
Upgrade Labs. I'll have to check it out. What about NAD?
So NAD is an interesting compound. I've written about it and been using it since the first studies came out.
Which one do you use? The true?
Well, there's three different ways or three different forms of it. So for listeners, NAD is a compound that your body uses to move electricity around once your cells make electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So you need NAD. It turns from NAD to NADH back to NAD over and over. It's like a little battery, like a little fireman's line where you just hand stuff off. So if you can have more of that, you got more ability to carry electricity around. You're going to feel better and has broad anti-aging effects. So you can take nicotinamide riboside, which is NR, which is what I started taking a long time ago. You can take NMN, which more recent stuff is talking about. And you can also take straight NAD just as a lozenge. And you can also take other compounds that raise NAD in the body. So what I do is I do all the above because I think having NAD is really good. I'm a professional biohacker. I take 150 pills a day. So I take a nicotinamide riboside, I take an NMN, and I take some NAD lozenges. I also do it intravenously when I get a chance.
Yeah, I've done the IVs quite a bit.
And
I did one last year. I mean, I do it like every – now I'm doing it about every 3 months. But last year, I did it 6 days in a row.
Good. That's what you should do. Most people, it's 5 to 10 doses together and then once a quarter. And how old are you?
39.
Okay, good. So you're at a perfect age to do that every quarter. It's going to just top up your levels. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that goes down as you age, so you might as well keep it high.
Yeah, so you're telling me keep doing that. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah. One of the things that may happen is over time, if you lose the ability to recycle NAD after you use it, sort of because the recycling bins in your cells get full, you want to make sure you're taking some green tea extract, EGCG is what it's called. That'll help you to recycle your NAD so you don't get, you don't get over full recycling bins in your cells.
You call it EGCG?
Yep. It's anti-aging extract of green tea.
Okay. Do you take testosterone?
I do. I've been taking it since I was 26 when I found out that my mom had more testosterone than I did because I was obese. So under a doctor's supervision, absolutely.
Yeah.
The one I'm most intrigued with right now is a company called Maximus. It's MaximusTribe.com. And what they're doing is a low-dose pharmaceutical, is a pill you can take that raises your testosterone as if you're injecting it without having to inject it. So
that'd be awesome.
It's pretty slick. It's called Maximus. And I've known the guy since before he started the company, super high integrity, became an advisor. So I've had a chance to look under the covers there. I think that's good, especially if you've got kids.
Yeah.
Because when you have kids, if you have testosterone cream or gel and you get it on a baby, it doesn't take very much. If it's on your sheep or something, it has effects on them. So you got to start injecting it. I've been injecting it for years because I have kids and I'm on a pretty good program. I target levels of about 750 for where I want to be.
That's high.
Yeah, I know about 1,000 is high. So 750 is right. It's right where it should be. Yeah. Over 1,000 is considered high, but you can get to 1,000 naturally. And so if you're under about 600, you're going to be starting to feel not like you care as much about the world around you.
Yeah, I mean, I started testosterone and NAD, and I mean, it's amazing, like, what it can do for you.
I feel like every guy who's 40, and most women who are 40, if you measure your levels and they're low and you take testosterone, you're like, I like my life again. It's not just I like bedroom again. It's just I like everything in life again. It's sleep. A motivational hormone.
Yeah, you sleep better, you feel better, mentally you're clearer. I mean, it's... You said you take 150 pills. What are you taking? Do you take vitamin D? Is vitamin D a thing?
You know,
can you process it?
Yes, but there's a lot of asterisks. I've been one of the biggest voices around vitamin D over the past 15 years because of the anti-aging work I've done. Problem is, if you're getting vitamin D and you're not getting vitamin K2, it's probably not good for you.
Yeah.
And you also probably should get vitamin A from animals, not from plants. Plant-based vitamin A is a joke. Like, oh, it's beta carotene. It doesn't actually convert into retinol, which is what you need. So if you're taking A, D, K and getting some vitamin E, you're going to have enormous benefits. But if you just take vitamin D by itself, you're probably going to put calcium in the body where you don't want it to be. But that said, if you take no vitamin D and no vitamin K2, you're going to just get sick and have brittle bones. So yes, you should take vitamin D, but maybe you should take it with the other fat solubles that go with it.
Gotcha. What else are you taking?
Man, I take a lot of postbiotics now.
Postbiotics.
So, yeah.
What is that? I mean, you said prebiotics and then there's, okay.
Probiotics.
And now postbiotics?
You know, it's like marketing guys can't stop. That's what I think happens in the supplement business. Here's what it is. A prebiotic is basically fertilizer for good guy bacteria. right? Okay. So you take more of that, the good stuff will just grow.
Yeah.
As you put cow poop in your front yard, you'll get more flowers,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, even if you didn't plant the flowers, they just go there. Same thing in your gut. Then if you take probiotics, those are the specific bacteria you want. So if mm-hmm. you take a fertilizer and you add those, you're going to get a lot.
Okay.
And then a postbiotic, well, that's what happens when a probiotic or your gut bacteria, they make something good for you. Mm-hmm. So if you can just get that compound and you take it directly, you don't have to rely on gut bacteria to make it. So an example, you've heard pomegranates are good for you, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you have the right gut bacteria, which only 40% of people or so have, and you eat 5 pounds of pomegranates a day, enough to completely blow out your blood sugar for
mm-hmm,
weeks,
mm-hmm.
then you'll make this precious compound called urolithin A that increases mitochondrial performance and makes you live longer. So I could try to have the bacteria and eat a ton of pomegranates all the time, or I could just take a pill that has basically bacteria poop in it. So that's what a postbiotic is.
What brand of postbiotics do you take?
That one is called Timeline, and it's based on 10 years of research. It's pretty good. Another one I take butyric acid, sodium butyrate, which is a very common one, but it improves sleep. I also take
magnesium?
Oh, tons of magnesium. Yeah, that's just everyone's deficient in magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
I also take something called spermidine, which is another
that
one.
That was on my list. I saw that on your blog. What is that's from? Is it from sperm?
Originally, yeah, it was named because they isolated it from sperm, and it mm-hmm. kind of has that vague aroma. At least it used to when I would buy the laboratory grade stuff. Now, for the first time, it's when I wrote my first blogs and book on it, you couldn't even buy spermidine. You had to take this kind of illegal bacteria from Japan that would make it in your gut.
My.
And yes, I did do that, but now you can just buy capsules of it uh-huh. from a company in Germany. And it's called Spermidine Life. And there's really good research there, increasing mitochondrial function, making yourself live longer. I take a bunch of polyphenols, which are those colored compounds from plants. It turns out eating a whole bunch of plants is probably a stupid idea.
Really?
I was a raw vegan for a long time, just to be really clear. Like, I've eaten everything. And I got pretty sick from doing that. It's mm-hmm. one of the reasons I came out with all the recommendations now. And you need a lot of colored compounds from plants, but if you eat too many of the other parts of the plants that have plant defense compounds in them, it causes inflammation. Like, we can survive on all kinds of stuff, but what we actually ate throughout most history was salted meat or salted fish and herbs and maybe some starch whenever we could get it and mm-hmm. some honey if you're really lucky. And that's mm-hmm. kind of human life.
Yeah.
Yep. That was that. And now we're saying, you know, you have to eat mangoes in January and you have to have broccoli all year long, even though broccoli and lettuce only would be available in the summer for a month.
Yeah.
I know I live on an organic farm. I've got cows and sheep and pigs and all the veggies. Unless you had a big ass freezer or maybe you fermented a lot of stuff and you had some sauerkraut, there's no veggies in winter. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why are we supposed to do that now to be healthy? It's not even how it works.
Yeah, I mean, like kind of a seasonal diet, like you think that's makes
I've
sense?
I've always supported a seasonal diet. You can get away with more carbs when there's a lot of sunshine in summer.
Yeah.
But one of the big problems is people, they're eating stuff that is way too high in sugar in the middle of winter. And they're telling themselves, if I eat a bunch of plants, I'll be healthy. I did that to the extreme where I was mm-hmm. a vegan. Right. I cracked my teeth. I got autoimmune conditions. I lost some weight. And we know why that works because plants, they can't run away from you. So they try to kill you with chemicals. And there's a whole class. Actually, there's 5 different classes of chemicals in plants that are from the first chapter of the Bulletproof Diet. There's lectins, which is something that now it's a lot more popular to talk about that. These are things from nightshades and grains. Mm-hmm. They're proteins that stick to carbs in your body to cause inflammation in some people, but not others. So there's lectins, there's phytic acid, which no one talks about. That's the one that sucks minerals out of your body. Danger coffee is there because there's phytic acid in our food that humans aren't supposed to eat because we can't break stuff down. And that pulls the minerals from your bones and from your blood. And then the plants are doing that to you, so you'll stop eating the plants. Because if you eat enough of those plants, you just can't have babies. Your species will go down and the plants can survive. Like, Mother Nature is not nice that way.
Yeah.
So, like, set down the rice cake and eat some more minerals and you'll be fine. or the fake meat, all that kind of garbage.
What are the best vegetables to eat?
You know, there's a lot of arguments here, but I'll tell you, arugula, if you want a raw one, is 1,000 times better than kale or spinach. Kale and spinach, especially raw, are just bad for you. They are garnished. They're not for eating. Red lettuce is good for you. Any of the lettuces generally are going to have some minerals in them. Mm-hmm. You do not eat them for calories. Mm-hmm. Even things like broccoli, cauliflower, fennel, celery, carrots, cabbage. I'm going to say the old vegetables that your grandparents would have eaten are the likely safest ones. The ones that are new and trendy and unusual are probably ones that people haven't eaten a lot of for very good reason. Yeah. You can eat them. They might be spicy and cool, but they probably have a downside, including kidney stones, which is what raw spinach and raw kale are giving people all over the place.
Really?
Kidney stones and gout. Yeah. I was on the Joe Rogan show 7-8 years ago. And I'm like, Joe, watch out for those raw kale smoothies, man. It's going to be a problem. And told him how to, you know, cook kale to get rid of the calcium. And like 7-8 years later, he's got Mike Tyson on going, killer kale, killer kale. And he's saying, yeah, I had to quit eating those kale smoothies because of the oxalic acid. You feel it in your kidneys and your joints get all crunchy.
Shit, there's spinach and kale in this juice I just had.
Man, it's like you just punch yourself in the kidney and save yourself time.
Damn it.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't. Let's talk about the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer. Today's CFO is critical to the strategy and success of the business. And in growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. One who's struggling to keep up, spreadsheets everywhere. It takes weeks to close the books. Other kind is on top of their game. Automated reports, inventory, e-commerce, and the HR flow, insights coming with the click of a button. And the financial pros who get it use NetSuite by Oracle, because NetSuite gives you everything you need in one place. Visibility, control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by businesses across the globe to power their growth. You've poured everything into your business, so take back control of your finances with NetSuite. You can automate so many of your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. An edge that every business needs, including mine. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/color for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. That's netsuite.com/cutler. netsuite.com/cutler.
After playing quarterback in the NFL for 12 years, I've seen some truly crazy things on and off the field. It got me thinking a lot about my health and safety. And if y'all haven't guessed it by this podcast, I haven't really stopped since becoming a father and retiring. That's how I learned about the Fly You Home membership with Air Medcare Network. If you're not familiar with them, they'll transport you to a hospital of your choice in a medically equipped private aircraft if you get injured or sick in a hospitalized more than 150 nautical miles from home, all at no out-of-pocket costs. They have over 30 years of experience and have completed more than 18,000 missions. So it's like the best prevent defense you can get. Now, I know what you're thinking. This must be expensive, but it's surprisingly affordable at $149 a year to cover your entire household. And if you use code CUTLER, you'll get an e-gift card worth up to $100. That's right, up to $100. Just visit airmedcarenetwork.com/CUTLER today and use code CUTLER when you sign up to score big. Again, that's airmedcarenetwork.com/cutler and code CUTLER. I had a Daniel Carcillo. He played for the Blackhawks, and he's getting big into mushrooms. Have you had any experience with that?
Oh, yeah. I've looked at the studies on mushrooms to say which are the ones that make your brain work better, because I'm all about living a long time, having my brain work so I can do the stuff I like to do. Lion's mane has a lot of research behind it. Mm-hmm. Problem is, I took lion's mane for a long time. You can't feel anything from it. Reason is that people are – they're buying lion's mane powder. They're mixing it up with coffee, and then they're saying, oh, look, I got my lion's mane. No, the way you make mushrooms to work is the way that you'll hear from companies like Lifecycle, mm-hmm. which is an Australian-based company, or what Paul Stamets, who's kind of the mushroom god, who's been on my show as a friend. In fact, I'm an investor in Paul's company and in Lifecycle. And what you end up with is you say if you use alcohol to make a tincture instead of just eating a powder and coffee, you need a hot water and alcohol tincture, so like the drops you buy for mushrooms. That lion's mane will light you up. You have all kinds of crazy dreams and you feel a huge difference, but you can take a pound of the powder with or without making your coffee taste bad that way. And then you don't feel anything. So mushrooms are really important for neurogenesis, and that's what Paul Stamets has proven. So every morning I take, or every night I take lion's mane. Every morning I take a cordyceps, reishi, and if I was dealing with cancer or any kind of immune issue, I'd be taking chaga on a regular basis. There's great studies for that. You don't have to eat a pound of mushrooms, you know, fried in whatever as a food source, but as medicine, I think mushrooms have a lot to do with healing.
Are you worried about cancer at all?
I'm not personally worried about cancer. I mean, cancer is a big thing. Both my parents have had it. It's a big thing in the world right now.
Yeah.
But I've had all of my natural killer cells taken out, cultured, expanded, and put back in. So I gave myself an immune system reset. And I take all kinds of anti-cancer stuff. I'm probably the least likely person to get cancer because of what I do to my immune system.
Yeah, back up. What did you just say? You said you had your cells taken out and then put back in? What?
So I've
what
had
and what? Tell what the hell are you talking about?
I am really a biohacker, man. I put my money where my mouth is. By the way, I just saw this on my desk. This is my morning bag of pills. That's how many I take.
Does someone do that for you? Or you do that every day?
Sometimes someone does it for me. I did this one myself, but I do it. I was traveling, so this is left over from my travel. I take
that. You take those every morning?
Yep. I just swallow probably half the bag at once, and you're good.
Really?
You want me to? I'll do it if you want. I got to get a glass of water. But you ever seen one do that?
Honestly, let's do it. Yeah, I want to see
never,
it.
You never seen that, have you?
All I right, want to see it. This. What's that skull back there?
That is a crocodile with gold teeth.
That's pretty sweet.
It made me laugh. Here's some experimental coffee. I got all kinds of shit going on back here. I just got back from a trip, so I haven't had a chance to straighten my place out. All right. So now you, guessing you learned how to drink beer, right?
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. That's a good number of pills right there. Right?
Shit ton of pills.
So here's how you do it. You just.
No, no way. This is not going to happen. Out of a beaker. You're kidding me.
It's exactly the same as drinking beer. I'm not even kidding. There you go.
Oh, my goodness. What's the most random pill in there that you have, that you take, that no one else has taken?
I'm experimenting with a...
Oh, God.
Synthetic, a synthetic flavone, like a bioflavonoid, one of the colored compounds, from a research lab that's supposed to activate brain-derived nootropic factors, same stuff that lion's mane does.
We'll see how that goes. Works. So, yeah. I mean, do you ever take like a reset and just take like a couple weeks off of your pills, or are you always on them?
I'm always on some, but I don't take the same ones every day.
Gotcha. So if people listening, if you say, hey, I recommend these, you know, 5 to 10 vitamins, pills, whatever, what would they be?
All right. There's a blog post on DaveAsprey.com that's like my top 10 supplements, but I'll just tell you what they are.
Okay.
You need what I call a vitamin DAKNE, D-A-K-N-E, your fat-soluble vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take your magnesium.
Mm-hmm. How much magnesium do you take a day?
I take about a gram of magnesium a day. Okay. But the trick there is if you take too much, you're going to get disaster pants. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing it and you're getting that, it's because you're taking the wrong forms. So there's about 8 different kinds of magnesium. And you want any kind that ends in A-T-E. So there's glycinate, citrate, threonate, all kinds of things. So more of those, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you aren't getting the runs, that's okay. You needed to do it. I also take potassium, which most people are deficient in. I also take a mixed mineral supplement, which has the other stuff like zinc, copper, the other trace minerals. It's really important to get zinc and copper. A lot of health people, including pro athletes, you take a bunch of stuff from different companies. Everyone puts zinc in there. Because we've heard that zinc keeps you from getting viral infections, which it does. But if you take 4 different supplements and everyone threw some zinc in there, you're going to be getting way too much zinc. which suppresses copper. Low copper equals gray hair and other
problems. Low copper equals gray hair?
So, yep, you got to get your copper levels.
I'm starting to get gray. I got to get my copper up.
You got to get your trace minerals. It's not just copper. Drink Danger Coffee. Okay. Get all the trace minerals in there. So that's why I put them in the coffee, because otherwise you have to take them all separately. It's a pain in the ass.
All I need to do is do the Danger Coffee.
Well, you should do Danger Coffee and probably some of the larger minerals.
And all the stuff. Yeah. All right. I'm going to order it as soon as I'm done here.
And then so you got your magnesium, vitamin ADK. So I guess ADK and E, that's four vitamins. Yep. And then you got your trace minerals. I'll count that as one.
Yep.
You got your magnesium is another one.
Yep.
After that, I'm a huge fan of coenzyme Q10. Mm-hmm. And this is something that helps your mitochondria work better.
Really?
And then for most, yeah. Oh, quite a lot. And for most people, an activated B complex, you can get vitamin B all over the place. The problem is most of us don't absorb the vitamin B that's cheap. When it's activated, or it's called methylated, it's going to be an expensive B vitamin, but it's going to actually work. And so that's the big thing. You get your fat soluble vitamins and your minerals in. For most people, you're there. And after that, it's like, what's your goal? You want to be faster? You want to be bigger? You want to be smarter? Let's take supplements that have a targeted use.
Do you do do you do any fish oils, krill oil, omega-3s or 6s or anything? Yep.
Krill is the one that I've been recommending for years. And I'll do some krill, but you don't have to go crazy on this stuff.
Yeah.
Like having 4 grams a day isn't good. What I do is I take a lot more astaxanthin, which is the colored compound from krill.
Yeah. Does that go across the brain barrier?
It does cross the blood-brain barrier. It also allows your mitochondria to carry electricity faster, and it offers a lot of protection against sunburn. So I take like 25 milligrams of astaxanthin and maybe 400 milligrams of krill. There's some people out there who are suggesting 2, 3, 4, 5 grams of fish oil every day. I'm not certain that you want to take levels that high, especially as a supplement. I think a gram or two is there, but you can take too much, which can cause strangely more inflammation, not less.
Do you put on sunblock whenever you go outside?
Not whenever I go outside. I'll put it on my face. Usually, in fact, always mineral block. Uh-huh. Not the other chemicals that mess with your hormones. And I'll put that on if I'm going to be in the sun all day. Like I was driving a convertible around in San Diego 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I probably should have had some on so you don't get wrinkles or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm a guy. And all the women I know who are skin experts, even the medical doctors, like, look, you will look younger if you wear sunblock on your face. I don't wear it on my face as often as I should. I just put on a hat when I go outside and do my best. I'll put on the back of my hands, my arms, if I'm going to go surfing or be on the beach or something.
Gotcha.
But you asked about vitamin D earlier.
Yeah.
If you take vitamin D, you still have to go in the sun to turn on the vitamin D.
Okay.
So vitamin D becomes vitamin D sulfate in sunlight. And you use that sunlight also to make testosterone. So get your 20 minutes of sunlight in the morning without sunscreen on, and that's going to make your vitamin D work way better. You also got to take your vitamin D in the morning. If you take it at bedtime, it'll keep you up. It's a daytime hormone.
Daytime. Are you doing like cold plunges or sauna or any of that stuff? All that stuff.
It's been a part of biohacking since day one. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely do that. I've got a liquid nitrogen cryo chamber downstairs in my house. We do it at Upgrade Labs. Saunas, you can do that. We actually don't do that at Upgrade Labs. There's so many ways to get a sauna now. You get an infrared sauna.
Yeah.
I've got a sunlighting downstairs. You can do almost any kind of heat therapy is going to work. And it's kind of cool when you do infrared because it goes deeper. But if you have a steam sauna, heat sauna, even a really hot bath, we now know that getting really hot for a brief period of time causes cells to unfold damaged proteins and refold them to become healthy proteins again. So it actually mimics exercise. Absolutely do that and do some occasional cold. What cold is doing probably more than hot is it's resetting your dopamine sensitivity. So in addition to metabolic benefits and endorphins, it actually makes you like your life better because now things that feel good feel better after you've been exposed to some cold that was uncomfortable. So a little bit of suffering is good, but once you get used to it, it's not suffering at all. It's just telling the body not to expect everything to be soft and fluffy.
Gotcha. So, I mean, I've tracked like Wim Hof and, like, you know, he's doing, I mean, they're doing it for.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I know.
He's nuts.
He is nuts.
15, in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. Like 15, 20 minutes. Like, does that, I mean, at some point you just go numb.
I don't think it's necessary for help.
Yeah.
For health. The data I've seen is less time than that. Even just a couple minutes
really
is enough for 3 days. 2 minutes a day for 3 days is going to reset your mitochondrial function via a compound called cardiolipin. So what's going on there is with Wim, he's pushing limits. He's showing what you can do. He's building incredible resilience.
Yep.
But there's a lot of guys, especially young guys, that go out there, well, if cold is good, more cold is better. And they walk around all day long, like shivering.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't actually work for the long term for the vast majority of people. And if you look at Chinese medicine, ancient Russian medicine, most of the shamanic stuff, like, look, stay warm.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't mean you can't get cold, but you get cold and then you get warm.
I mean, because
staying cold all day is not good.
Yeah, I mean, Wim talks about like it improving your immune system. Is there value there?
100%. I mean, yeah. Wim actually injected himself with bacterial toxins to show he had more resilience to those.
I remember that.
Than the average person. It was actually really impressive.
Right.
So what's going on here is when your body is exposed to something, whether it's a disease or a toxin, whatever, some kind of stress. Either your body loses its mind and becomes, it's called disequilibrium, but basically it gets out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really resilient, you bounce back right away. And if you're untrained or you don't have resilience, you have too much stress, you can be messed up for days or weeks. So the idea is Wim's taught his body to return to equilibrium really quickly, even when there's a toxin. And I admire him. He's a friend. He's been on my show a few times, mm-hmm. been on my main stage. I just don't want to spend that long. I have an ice tub and a liquid nitrogen, but I'm not spending an hour a day in ice because I have other stuff to do, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Even just a few minutes is enough.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good to know because I don't really – I mean, it's never fun doing it, but, you know, staying in there for 5-10 minutes is not the ideal situation. So I'm glad to hear a couple minutes work.
Yeah, and you know, you might want to cycle in and out too. I mean, I just did that on last trip. You get in the sauna for a little while, get in the ice. You want to finish on ice so that your body has to heat itself back up.
Got it.
And you know, after you do it for a little while, 5 minutes is not a big deal.
No,
but
I agree.
If you're in there for till you're numb and you're doing it every single day or twice a day, you can overdo it. I've seen so many people overdo cold. Don't have to.
All right. So you had a conference in LA, September 15th through 17th.
Biohackingconference.com.
Okay.
That's the ninth annual or eighth annual because we paused for a year for COVID. This is the conference where like all the big speakers about how to get control of your biology come.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills. The cool thing though, you get to play with all the toys. So every vendor who makes everything that's ever out there that mm-hmm. lets you make your body do what you want, you're like, oh yeah, why don't I talk to the inventor? Why don't I like pick up the laser and play with it and see what it does and experience it and then meet all the cool people. It's my favorite thing to do every year. Biohackingconference.com is the URL for it.
Biohackingconference.com. You've got your own podcast, The Human Upgrade. Ton of awesome stuff there. And then DaveAsprey.com is where all your stuff's at, correct?
Yep, there's quite a lot of quite a lot of information there. And
I literally have just notes upon notes. I mean, it's going to take me half a day to go through all this stuff.
Well, if you get some of the supplements I talk about,
yep,
you're going to find I throw away 90% of what comes my way, mm-hmm. and I really go deep on this in multiple New York Times bestsellers. I just want to curate awesome knowledge from the top researchers and just say, here's what I do, here's what you ought to do. Yeah. If that's your goal,
sure.
And it all comes together at Upgrade Labs.
Upgrade Labs, DaveAsprey.com. We've got Danger Coffee. We've got BiohackingConference.com. His newest book is out now, Fast This Way. He's got all kinds of other books. this has been, I literally could do this for another hour, but I know you got things to do. So I appreciate you taking the time. Yes. Once you hit 100 or 90, we'll come back. I don't think I'm going to make it as long as you do, but you never know.
You can, man. It's just start now. You're already doing it right.
That's right. That's true. Thank you so much for taking the time and all the information. It was a lot of fun.
Likewise.
Cool. Thanks, Dave.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
Hey guys, Michael Malice here. Be sure to check out my weekly podcast, You're Welcome with Michael Malice, now on Podcast One. You might know me from my terrible Twitter, my horrible books, or the nonsense I spout on podcasts like Rogan and Glenn Beck. It's all there. Are you black-pilled or white-pilled for the future of the UK? What is a man?
What is a man?
What is a... No, what is the, are you white-pilled or black-pilled? No, seriousness, Carl.
No, I love the Jesse Lee piece of question.
The fact that you discovered that gives me hope for some of the things that I've still got that are missing.
Well, if you need James G. Blaine's autograph, you are welcome to it. Of course, being the co-author of How to Have Impossible Conversations makes you the perfect guest for this train wreck of a show. New episodes are available every Thursday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and wherever you get your podcasts. You are welcome.